what I'm saying is there aren't going to be, first of all, there's no aliens in our solar system. And so I can't speak for other galaxies. There's too many galaxies. The odds
that have never been to ours or never, or
I don't think that they're actually coming here. I believe that there's other life in other galaxies. It has to be. The odds are just too great for that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, so where do you think we are in the evolutionary chain, like in the hierarchy?
I don't know. Who knows?
We the ants? We the ants? Or
I don't know.
Wherever you want to say it, however you want to slice it, we lunch.
I don't believe that, though. Because they, first of all, they would have
to somewhere at least in the middle of the pack.
We still fight each other over skin color. Even if we the middle of the pack, we still lunch.
So,
we do have petty things that divide us and keep us from maximizing
over skin color.
But you don't know what's going on over there. They could be doing the same. It could be other shit that they are.
Be worse. It could be better. You know what I mean?
They could be arguing over the same shit.
Well, they could be just one race on the whole planet.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's other things like extenuating circumstances that they have to fight, you know what I'm saying, on their planet. That, you know, we're kind of like lucky as a species that we don't have a lot of, we're at the top of the food chain here. So we don't have much to really worry about. Mm-hmm. So we argue over petty shit like skin color and race and all the other bullshit, and we worry about money and we still rely on fossil fuels because we have no other outside threats. And I feel like just other species in different galaxies, whatever, whoever is existing, probably has different circumstances that limit them from fighting over petty shit, which makes them advance further, which allows them to probably come to us.
Not necessarily, right? Bro.
So do you think there's a... Do you think there's a Star Trek level society out there?
Could you pop the odds? Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Have reached that level. Like, yeah. I think humans could have eventually reached that level.
Hold on. I think we'll destroy ourselves for it.
Y'all saying that Star Trek level galaxy has come here?
No, society. Yeah. That exists somewhere? Possibly. I don't know.
I don't believe that. Because I think if that had happened, we would know. I think we would know at this point because they would probably come more frequently than we understand. If they've come here, they've come here multiple times in my opinion. If they have come here, you know what I'm saying. So by now, so they probably came in like 1620, and then they would probably come in 1820. You know what I'm saying? Like, and now it's like, you know, 2020. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, but y'all think they living amongst us?
And Whoa! I didn't say we in the men in black.
I've heard him say that.
In the men in black. I can't rule it out. Like, but I don't believe that to be. Unlikely probability.
They're blending straight in chameleon style.
Word. Like they look just like us.
I don't even think they look just
so
like us.
They would
us.
Be
look
carbon them, based, look, just like you. Know I mean, it would be
fucking Trump, bro. You can't. I've said this before. He looks like he's disguised as an alien. And he's like, every waking moment, he's like, oh, fuck, I hope they don't think I'm an alien. like, bruh, you can't tell me that he's not a human being, bruh. And it's no shade against him being president. It's not even on the political shit. Look at how he looks.
Yeah, it is.
Like, really, really examine how Donald Trump looks, bro.
Zuckerberg
really looks like one.
I can believe him because, like, he's like, almost like, yeah, he's so he's so cold and hard to like.
That nigga, I would believe.
I would be like, yeah, he's just an alien perpetrating. He knows the language and stuff, but it's not there.
He created there. Something no from his native land. You know what I'm saying? In Facebook.
What if an alien developed this thing called Facebook, brought it here? And knew that we would be fucking just completely hooked to it. They've developed
because people are hooked to it in their native place.
Exactly. Or maybe not even. Maybe it's just something that they brought here to take over
or their father
control the minds of the humans before they come. That would make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, this is something that used to control our people like eons ago. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like and like their father
along in a civilization. Yeah, man. This society is not that advanced yet. So
let's just drop this shit. Yeah.
We know they'll be vulnerable to it because they don't understand how it all works yet.
Yeah.
But we've already lived through that and corrected that evil. And now we're gonna come back and unleash it on the next civilization. So cruelty is spread around the universe.
I mean, social media has fucked our society up even worse than it was.
It's done more harm than good, I would say.
Have you ever seen that video of like chicks like leaving the, I think it's Dominican Republic. They're like on their way back to Atlanta and they like all got BBLs. Yeah. And they all have to get like escorted on like through wheelchairs through the airport.
Oh yeah,
it was like 10 of them, bro.
Yeah, send me that shit. But that doesn't surprise me at all. That doesn't surprise me at all. That's what we had at a society. But it would. So what if we've been getting subliminal message? I mean, I'm sure we have, not even from the people who have created this. But what have we been getting subliminal messages since this shit started? Like. We've been on Facebook. I don't know if y'all got on that shit in high school. I've been on Facebook for 15 years. That's longer than I've been at a job and work. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? I need to get off this shit.
I never liked it. But a lot of people do, though. Especially, I think it even messes with older people when they get on it. So I can't even.
Well, it's because they haven't.
I can't even say it. Yeah.
We're kind of in like a special, range where we actually had like the internet growing up to a certain extent. We're able to like filter the bullshit pretty easily. Even like compared to like people younger than us. Hold on just a second, I'll correct that. Yeah, check out that article while I'm going. Hold on.
Just to get a BBL, bro. Just to be popping on Instagram.
It's sad. just like what's becoming of American society. It's like social media and reality TV. Hmm. It has it. Is that gave us Trump? So right. It's like they're both. They both come back to bite us in the ass majorly.
Why are people so stupid?
A lot of our problems are as a result of that poor education.
But even if you don't have a great education, it's like you don't have any common sense at all to really think through this shit.
That's a difficult gauge. Common sense. I guess there's different types of it, but
mm-hmm.
I think it all. I harp on back into education because, like, highly educated people are less inclined to believe bullshit
mm-hmm.
than less educated people.
Yeah, that's true.
Just if you set up a game and ran the numbers 1,000 times, like the results would be fairly consistent.
I mean, what do we learn in our education that makes us not believe this? Like, is it just exposure to society?
That's interesting. Yeah, that's a really interesting question. What is it about education that would differentiate you from?
Because I think if we didn't have this information, we would still understand that a lot of this is bullshit. It's more of a, I don't know. Oh,
I don't know if it's being able to better verify sources.
Okay.
In terms of credibility.
Okay. That's a good answer. That's a good answer. Because, I mean, the entire education system is based off of resources and credibility. So we are able to discern those from early. Okay. And so the people who haven't, they think that everything's real. That makes sense.
Yes. Yeah. I could take everything as everything. Every truth is weighs the same, but that's not the case.
Right. So every,
like something that was written in a peer-reviewed kind of situation, the level of detail and scrutiny and research behind the words on the print are the difference between that and something you'll read on, like, it's phenomenal, the difference of the credibility. So you, and if you haven't gone to school, you never would have been exposed to that. Like, you'd be like, what's right. a peer-reviewed journal? Like, what is that? I don't even know what goes into the product they produce. I don't know what even they are, what they do. What is that? What does that institution represent?
Yeah. The scarier part for me is that it's the people with money, the upper middle class that believe, because money sort of equates to power in a lot of instances, and that they, you know, believe a lot of the bullshit that's been spewed to them by, you know, Fox News and shit like that. Like, and even just like sources on the internet, they just can't discern what's real and what's fake. And that's scary. It's but scary.
To their, in their defense, it is difficult to discern between what is credible and what isn't credible.
Why?
You have to be careful. You could get duped. We're not as impervious to being duped as we think we are, if it's cleverly wrapped. Mm-hmm. So, and sometimes people present things in that package, and then you would say, out of 100 of that highly intelligent, highly educated, or whatever you want to classify them, 80% would see through the dupe instead. And so, but 20 would fall into it. But if you go down to the other tier, you might say those numbers might be reversed. It might be 80, 20, 70, 30, you know what I mean? Something like that. 75 or 30 don't. So I think it's kind of a little bit of that where you're getting, because you're getting a high volume of it shoved out there of fake information and bullshit.
Right. A lot of it, just to chime in, I think I know what you guys are talking about. A lot of this shit has been spewed also, like, aligns with these people's lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And like that. This news that like aligns and agrees with their like kind of mindset and worldview, right? So they choose to agree to it.
Yeah.
If it deviated, if Fox News started like saying, "Oh, there is a such thing as racism. Oh, there was slavery. Like, you know, we." Police do beat on black people. It actually happens. You'll be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, there'll
be system overload.
Yeah, it'll be an outcry then.
Oh, man.
But the fact
that... I think we'll probably turn on that.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of the shit that they spew, even though it may be true or false, it still, like, aligns with their worldview.
Mm-hmm.
So they say fuck it and like go along with it.
Yeah, I saw a documentary on Roger Ailes, the guy who basically created Fox News. And he just saw a path for conservative white people who didn't have really a voice in media. It was at the time, it was just CNN and just maybe just NBC, and they were both supposedly moderate. So he just went straight to the right. We haven't had somebody who just went all the way. I guess MSNBC does that.
It's hard to go left.
The rest of it's left, to be honest.
Hard. I'm talking about hard.
They're not left. They're not. NBC is like center left. CNN is center. Fox is hard right.
Hard right. There's no hard left.
Well, yeah, the social media and all these, like,
it's tough to do in America.
Social movements are hard.
Is it today? Hard left?
I don't really see any hard left.
There's no media outlets that are hard left, but I feel like a lot of these social movements, what we see that's prominent today, like hard left.
Like, what is America doing that is? Because usually the left is like ahead of its time in terms of pushing for agendas. Mm-hmm. It's usually those kind of things that take root like decades later and that become like, oh, this isn't so radical of an idea after all.
I've had that idea.
There's some radical ass shit going on right
now. Hell yeah.
In terms of ideas, in terms of policy and political ideas.
There's some shit going on. I see what you're talking about right now. On wax. That I won't speak of.
Okay, I want to know now.
Now I'm intrigued.
Let's turn off the recording and I'll let y'all know.
No, you good. But yeah, I mean, so there isn't a far left. News, and I've thought about making that. Like, I thought that was like something that I could do after watching Roger Ailes' documentary. It made sense, you know, when it was needed, and it seems like right now it's needed.
The hard left. The thing with the hard left is the American whole fabric has been fed propaganda that stuff is lunacy. That's been drilled into them
but you're not tailoring it to them. You're tailoring it to, I mean, I feel like there's enough hard left people. I feel like all the millennials and Gen Z are hard left. They're just growing up.
There's a very young population. I don't know
right. if
they get over 30 behind. Like,
oh, I don't, whoa. I mean, we over 30.
There'll be some. I don't know if you could get enough to make it, because you're going to get a lot of opposition if you once you
originally. I'm definitely more conservative than liberal, so just throwing that out there.
yes.
Like, we know. Thanks. No, I'm saying though. All right, so. If you look at the scale of news, you know, there's a void. Yeah, because MSNBC can't go. They're the furthest left.
You're saying like Bernie Sanders lane, and Bernie's not even that left.
He's not
hard left to me.
Yeah,
he's not hard left, and he's considered extreme in America. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, to go truly hard left, that would be.
Yeah, and you're right. There's no legislation that like helps you go hard or hard left, because there's not many stuff being presented, because it won't get through, because there's too many moderates and hard right people.
Right, and then hard right.
There's no hard left legislation. So that's an issue, and I agree with you there for sure.
Like a space like Europe, you could push those kind of deals and
right.
You would get less pushback. Not that there would be pushback there too, but there'd be more people open to that line of thinking.
Well, another thing is that a lot of like black only news channels are popping up because they see the void as well. So they're
black only is different to me.
Yeah.
That's a different lane than
hard. Well, I mean, black people sort of have to be hard left because
not true.
In order for us to build up as a community, you have to lean right. No.
You have to believe in capitalism.
I think capitalism is the problem.
What's the problem then?
I think it's capitalism.
I think it's just racism. I don't think it's capitalism. We've built our own cities within America. It's just people who don't like black people bomb them down. that's not capitalism. That's racism.
Yeah, I mean, no, yeah,
that's I'm not hate, saying, you know, what I'm saying?
Not saying capitalism is the only, the structure of capitalism is the only problem that we face. There's also racism, and they kind of, and then they kind of intermingle within each other as you know, racism and the
capitalism. Well, they just happen to have the and most.
They kind money of play double dutch on
because your they we built the foundation for them. To have the long money, like generation over generation, it's just how shit's set up. It's just how the cards are handed out. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately,
it's capitalism allows a structure in which the top is able to extract wealth from the bottom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that I mean that doesn't say that doesn't scream. Well, I guess you have to be a capitalist to even create this thing. Okay, but I'm saying like you don't necessarily have to. I think for Black people to be completely free in this world, everybody has to be liberal, very very liberal. If it's a conservative place, it's going to be tough for us to really spread our wings. That's what I've always thought.
So
it's wild to me just because all the world. Everything that's trendy is off the back of us.
Right.
So it's just like, it's so weird just how the shit works. It's just like, oh, the world loves us. You see these little white kids doing, sorry, well, fuck it, I already said it, doing these TikTok dances and shit like that. Like, all this shit started from us. Like,
right.
American culture is Black culture, yes.
Yeah.
This shit isn't new.
Right.
I heard the Black people built the first car. I don't say shit about that.
We built the bless first you, everything. Brother. Thanks. We built everything. We've been 100. We just didn't, a lot of times we don't have the infrastructure to really build it. And so that's why white people come in and steal our ideas. I think a Black network is already left, but I think you could go really, really, really left because, you know, even if you, think of the LBGT.
It's center left to me.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Like,
it gets
classified as left in America because there is no left in America, is my argument.
Oh, wow. You don't think there's no a left?
A real left.
A true left.
No. It's just that the right has pushed the scope so far, has pulled it so far to the right. That what you now think is left is really like center left.
Do you think that Gen Z is more left than any generation that we've ever had?
Ever? I don't know. I don't know about ever, but
I mean, what I mean,
I would say probably the socialist movements early in like the 20s.
Were more left than
were left. Yeah, they helped push the agenda for stuff that's still like we haven't pushed farther left.
I hear what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? 100 years later, we're still where they were talking about pushing the agenda. 40-hour work week. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. 2-week vacation, all that kind of stuff.
I consider the left being
child labor.
Yeah. Well, I think society has evolved to the point that one of the biggest left movement talks that we talked about is the LGBTQ situation. So that's a huge, huge deal. And when it comes to generations being accepting that, and I think that it's not a...
The younger generation will accept that.
Yeah, this is the first one that's just like completely accepting. And I honestly think that the... It's not a direct correlation between, you know, Black people and gay rights, but I mean, there's a difference.
There's some parallels there.
There's definitely parallels. So that's why I've always been super left when it comes to gay rights because it's a parallel.
If they do it to them, they'll do it to us.
Exactly. So that you know, it's a similar fight. And that's what I mean. That's what I mean by super left. A Black pro-gay.
That would be your that would be the place to start a super left coalition.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
believe.
But I think MSNBC
one word to is, take place.
Is sort of getting there.
I wouldn't call them super left. I would call them they're on the left end of the spectrum in America.
For sure.
Yes.
But you think that they're center left?
Yeah.
Because you sort of got
the people. It would be too jarring to people if you like.
Yeah.
It's hard. Like the Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders ideals and philosophies, universal basic income, single payer, all those kind of ideas. It's hard to get Americans behind that. Mm-hmm. In mass. But those are the kind of ideals that they preach to. And those aren't even like extreme left ideals. Those are ideals that are existing already in the developed and industrial world today. Mm-hmm. But in America, they will sell it to you like it's like extreme.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people
are coming to take our guns.
Right.
Yeah. People living
around me.
They have no idea. They have no idea.
Yeah.
Fucking socialist.
I think somebody's gonna come and find that niche.
That left niche.
Mm-hmm.
It could. It's there.
It's gonna.
The only thing is, I say, is it big enough? Now that far right niche in America is
this. Yeah.
Well, it's because they have the money, though. I think most of America is liberal, to be honest with you, liberal? To a certain extent.
Just he's saying population.
Population-wise, yeah.
General pop.
I mean, if you look at the like
voting map, is what
I would call the general pop moderate more so than liberal. Like the biggest swath of the general pop, I would say, is moderate. Not necessarily conservative or liberal, and more towards the middle. But I would say there's more conservatives than liberals in America. Or you think it's the other way?
No, based off how you're saying it, yes, you'll be. I agree with you. Based off the framework that you like laid out.
Yeah.
True liberals, yeah. There's definitely more from true conservatives and true
I agree. Liberals.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that it couldn't be a promising lane to be in, just because it's not as large as the conservative lane yet at present.
I mean, honestly, you can just take.
I mean, social media is your true like deep blue. Like news outlet.
What'd you say?
Social media?
Like channels, yeah. Like Twitter. The thing is, I think you have to be. I go on Twitter just to scroll and see what the fuck people are talking about. Mm-hmm. And it's just like.
I hate Twitter now.
It's one of those.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Agreed.
It's very liberal. I'll just say that.
Yeah, that's sort of the channel I'm talking about.
Twitter is left. Facebook is right.
Mm-hmm. Do y'all see the top 10 like posts that's interacted by Facebook? It's like a Twitter account that just shows what's the top 10 most interacted Facebook posts of the day. And they're all 10 are conservative from conservative networks. All 10, all the time.
That does not surprise me at all.
I think it's a combination of people from the left and the right arguing over certain things. So that's why but there are a lot of conservative people. So it's all of them plus the left people who want to get in the comments and argue with these people from the right. I don't have time for that shit. And it's like, you know, but people will go in there and argue, and that's why they're the most interactive, I believe.
Yeah, there's definitely a good bit of that going on. But yeah, I'm like you. Yeah, I don't have the interest in that
Yeah, I'm mainly on there for sports, getting sports updates. Snooze. And, yeah. And like financial update.
Yeah, that too. That too.
You know what I'm saying? It's news. Easy. It's, yeah, it's easy and quick to get your get the information from there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I follow the wrong people as well.
Yeah.
For... So it's just like some of the shit they. It's entertaining. That's the reason why I still keep them around. But it's just like, it's pretty sad at the same time.
Yeah, like for Twitter, I use that for news. Just to get news, sports news, journalists, international news too. I follow national journalists. I don't even use Facebook. I don't have the.
It doesn't provide anything.
It doesn't provide anything of use for me.
Yeah. It's just keeping up with people who I don't really care about, honestly. It's only, you know, my circle is kind of small now. So, you know, why do I need to keep it? I've been on 15 years, a long time to be somewhere, anywhere. And we've been on Facebook for 15 years now. That's crazy to me. They know more. They know us better than we know ourselves at this point.
They know anything about you.
So I looked up the history of Fox News, and this is interesting. I don't know if y'all knew this. Fox News has been number one in as far as news networks for as long as I can remember. But since it was started, but since the storming of the Capitol, they've gone down to third place. Like, it's CNN one, MSNBC two, and they're three. In that
people got tired of it.
I think that the coverage of that might be a turning point in history that we, you know.
Oh, that's big. I did not know that happened.
Yeah, that's what it's sourced on Wikipedia. Yeah. So that's very interesting to me. So maybe we're taking that left turn, man.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it's time to fill that lane, and maybe this is the time where Americans will be receptive to that. Mm-hmm. Maybe these are the. I think so. I think so because a lot of the working conditions and things like that are lending. Like I think capitalism is lending itself for that kind of environment. People are like the odds now of you outperforming, out earning your your parents is going down.
Like you said, what?
America, like the odds of you. Do it being better off than your folks.
I don't think that's true.
No, it is.
Well, as white people.
No, as a nation, it used to be up to like 90%. As we get closer, now it's like a coin flip. So it's trending downward.
I feel like it's for certain populations, yes.
Yeah, I don't agree with that actually, but
you don't think so.
I just feel like for sure
on the whole macro, on
a grand scale, I can see it going macro. Down. Yeah, I can see how there's people in this generation who don't outperform the baby boomers who got a job without a college degree because there's a lot of these.
Like the
average person trying to find, you know, like you said, the average person. What's the salary? Like $37,000? That's shit right now. Especially with inflation and shit going up. And then the price of everything going up. And it's just like, you still gotta, you know, fucking save for retirement too.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Price is going up, but wages are stagnating.
Been stagnated. Whoa, hold on. Fucking the Chick-fil-A out here, fucking they start you out at $17 an hour.
So yeah.
They paying in Cali.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn.
Man, it's C-17 out here. Ooh.
Yeah, they throwing tough. Bread.
Tough.
Yeah.
That's your 30, that's 34,000 right there.
Yeah.
Just to make chicken sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
California, maybe you would have to start it in California. They would be, because that's the farthest, I mean, it's the farthest left on the map and as well as from the political scope.
Mm-hmm.
You can maybe.
Is it? It's got to be. I mean, it is. But there's some conservative parts of Cali. And he lives in one.
Because we're still in America. And California is huge. But who's... Maybe New York, but I would still...
But no, it's just New York City.
You see how New York is flooded right now?
We could talk about that because the Earth's mad again. You know what I'm saying? Like, she mad. And, you know, earthquakes, they saying Chicago might, like, it's built on a swamp. So it's like, as Lake Michigan rises...
Erosion.
It could get fucked up. Like, it might be the end of the city downtown as we know it.
Like, it's just gonna... But it will take a long time.
A long time, yeah. Maybe not as long as we think. You know what I'm saying? Because this shit, I've learned from studying climate change that we think that this shit, it's like a conservative estimate, but then that shit will happen.
A 100-year event.
Way quicker. We're too optimistic.
Hell yeah.
Okay. No, it's possible. It's very well possible. Very well possible.
No, but yeah, I didn't know Chicago as a whole was built on a swamp and that as Lake Michigan rises, it's like kind of, like you said, it's the erosion of the place. It's kind of crumbling. So they don't know what to do.
Foundation is
yeah. It was built before, obviously, before climate change was even a thing. So now it's they don't know what's going on. So that's scary as fuck.
And they talking about doing a second football team in Chicago. You hear about that?
No, I haven't. No.
No.
I haven't heard
a thing about that.
Heard some rumblings of that online.
Two in Chicago, two in LA, two in New York.
You could do two.
Because I heard the Bears are building a new stadium there.
The Arlington Heights. They're trying to move to Arlington Heights, which is northwest. You can't. You can do two baseball teams. Another football team in Chicago? I don't think so. Interesting. I don't know.
Interesting.
They'd be like the Jets, but like way worse. Like nobody would fuck with them niggas.
What if they came in and it was nice and like it's gonna take niggas to switch squads?
No, I'm not. I don't know what the fuck.
And the Bears still stink?
No, I'm not. I don't.
No, you wouldn't do it.
That's not gonna happen. That's a pie in the sky.
Like, but the Jets, but nice. Like, what?
If they was nice, then I would fuck with them. But they're not gonna be nice. They're not gonna be nice.
And originally, that's what I said. In a few years, once you know what I mean.
Yeah. What if they're like the Ravens? You know, in 4 years they win the.
What about the Ravens? Oh, they won. They won quick. Yeah.
Came into town quick. I got you.
Yeah. No, it's man. The Bears are too ingrained in the city, man. It's like a birthright. So I don't know if
could they do two basketball teams?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
See, that would be more receptive.
Because them niggas suck. Like, you know, they're never gonna be good again.
At least they won championships. Yeah. The Bears haven't won shit.
Oh, in 85.
I mean, that's it.
That's the only I've seen everybody else win something. Even the fucking hockey team went on a dynasty run. The Bears suck at just win one. That's all I asked, bro. That's all I asked. I thought it was 06.
Or the Rex.
Peyton whooped our ass. Hey, bro, we thought when I told y'all this so many times, like when Devin ran that shit back, nigga, we was oh shit. You know what I'm saying? Nah. Peyton got the slice. You got the slice. You was surgical out that bitch.
That's why he was still nice, yeah.
He was the real back then. I should have known.
And yeah, I was like, he's like, oh, you gonna fuck the niggas out.
Yeah.
Of the two? Not even no exotic shit. He gonna carve that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
climbing. We almost used to have to run a 3-4 to beat Peyton.
Yeah, well, not even a 3-4. But the thing about that Chicago era team, they manned up a lot. It was just that when they did go zone,
it was cover two.
He was just fucking it up. Yeah.
Can't do it against him.
But they ended up, I think actually after that, they manned up. They went cover one kind of a lot. Because we had the guys, we had the personnel, but it just never worked out, man. After that, I thought the next time we had a chance was 2010. We had a couple chances actually.
Oh, you thought Jay was the one after Rex.
Jay was, listen, man. Looking back,
Uncle Rico, huh?
Jay was nice, man. Jay was nice.
He could spin it. He used to be able to spin it.
I was looking at his, like, some. I don't know why he got a bad rap as he was playing, but he was hooping for a little bit, man.
Because he had this, like, fuck it attitude.
I fuck with him. He might be my favorite Bears player of all time. I love that, like, dude, man. Yes. Love him.
He used to spin it. He was like Brett Favre super light.
Right. Right. So
he would do some dumb shit. But he had a big, he had a strong arm. And he was fun to watch because he would take chances.
I fuck with Six. That's, man, that's my guy. I don't care. He's a piece of shit. I don't care. He's my nigga.
Man. Horrible individual, but I love him.
Man. I mean, since we're on football, what are the outlooks of your football teams this upcoming year? Keith, let's start with you. You sure you want to go with me first? Let's do it. I mean, fly. So it's like it's almost here.
You know. I'm scared of the Browns.
They do that a little Browns.
That's not a good way to start. I'm scared of the Browns.
The Browns is better than any of y'all squads.
Oh yeah, I believe that.
Yes, it's better than the Niners too. Yes.
They have more talent, but they're still the Browns.
They got Davion Clowney and Myles Garrett on the other side, and they got two nice running backs. Like, and they got nice corners. They
nice.
They got a squad, but they still got that.
They're still the Browns.
The Browns stink though, yeah. But
man,
they got roster. They got talented roster. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, about the Ravens, man. We revamped the offensive line like on the sneak. I don't think a lot of people are giving us credit for it. We revamped our wide receiver core. A lot of people aren't giving us credit for it. You know, we have a two-headed monster ourselves, not as good as the Browns, but man, you know, still nice. Yeah,
OSU kid, I like him.
I think we have the best, you know, corner tandem in the league.
Can y'all see that?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Peterson Smith. I like the corner. Oh, yeah, it was up, but now it's down.
I honestly think you know, all these the PFF, like, the PFF like listings that, you know, they keep doing my man Lamar dirty. You know, you're making a big ass chip on his shoulder.
16th. He the 16th best QB.
You know, I think he's poised for another MVP run.
I think he's top 10, though. I think he's a top 10 quarterback.
He has. Because the past few seasons, we had offensive line issues, or we just didn't have the weapons. We had Andrews, but it was just like, okay, everybody knew he was going to Andrews. Now everybody they throw out there is a threat.
Sammy Watkins. Who did they? I drafted a receiver early, right?
Yeah, Bateman out of Minnesota.
I love him. I like him.
He, I think he's gonna end up being your best receiver this year. Now
they could be
real. Could be based on that receiver room. He could be.
I think.
But the thing is, I like this little what we have on the screen. I like the wide receivers we have. It's so much better than we had.
I'm trying to think of who they remind me of in terms of personnel, where the tight end is the most dominant, but you have, like, guys on the outside that are subpar, but, you know, that
Chargers?
Serviceable. Oh yeah, maybe the Chargers
with Gates.
Yeah, maybe
they never did have a big time receiver when they
not just with had the some IP there.
When they had Phillip and Gates and LT, but they never had like. What did they have Marvin Jackson? That was at the end. I don't think so.
But
for the most part, yeah.
The thing about that is, I've told y'all that I believe LaDainian Tomlinson is the best running back of all time. That's my
personal. I agree with that.
So that really helped them, you know, be able to dominate like that. So they, I mean, obviously, I don't have anybody of that caliber, but the run game mixed with these two are, you know,
it's dynamic.
Yeah,
Lamar Jackson is the biggest threat in the run game.
I think Lamar is going to end up being really, really like. I mean, I think he's going to go to the Hall of Fame.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he's really going to, once they find the proper way to use him, and he has to realize that he has to do a lot in order for y'all to win playoff games. He understood that against Tennessee, and he started to just take over, but he has to do that every game in order for y'all to
Yeah, but to a certain extent, you started, it's easy for defenses to, like, if it's just you or bust, it's easy to like eliminate you as a threat if it's just you. That's the reason why, like, football is a team sport. You can like single-handedly take over a game like that in basketball, but I just don't think you can do that in football. There's going to be times where he needs to put his team on his back, but just the whole time, man, that's tough.
Well, he's got to be Vic. I mean, not necessarily. I mean, he's never going to be Michael Vick, but he has to.
But that caliber of player, I know what you mean.
That caliber of taking over the game.
Better.
You know what I'm saying?
He's better than
Vic.
Oh, they loaded.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I feel you. This is not a good matchup for y'all.
I'm not. They do have some safeties to check him, and then across the corners are nice too. So
their
corners
are better than their receivers.
Maybe he's right. And then you switch it. Y'all nice on defense too, though.
But this is like a better matchup. Like they gonna win some, they gonna lose. Like Laundry and Peters, and then Odell. That's some firepower.
If they upgrade him, but actually they don't really necessarily need to.
The running back is the real. Hooper can play. I don't know.
Man. Offensive line, he's gonna get better as time goes on. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are like, as far as personnel to win, these niggas are like loaded. The Browns, though,
they're still. I let off, bro. Like, they are scary.
Mm-hmm. I want to take a look at the other team, the team that actually wins championships, and yeah, besides y'all in the division.
Their offensive line, even though they got a running back, their offensive line is terrible as shit. Their defense took a step back.
That happened quick. They had
got their tackle.
Right. But that happened quick. They had one of the best offensive lines for maybe like 6 years. And then it just went to shit. But I mean,
it used to be nice.
As far as personnel, I love their wide receiver crew. I love their running backs right now. And I love their tight ends. So it's the offensive line that's the issue. And Ben.
And the quarterback.
Yeah.
They have a lot of holes.
So that would put them in third place to me.
Low key fourth.
They missed their mark with this defense. I thought that they were going to be the best defense in the league. They were for a little bit. Then
they were good for a little minute there.
And then they lost kid from Kentucky right outside linebacker.
The edge rusher, yeah.
Yeah.
Bud.
Yeah. If they still have Bud, I mean, it'll be decent.
They're third because this team still sucks.
Yeah, they're fourth. I guess you could be there. They're still.
Is the quarterback playing?
I wouldn't play him.
Not yet.
That's your everything right there. You gotta make sure he come back and he's good. Don't rush him back.
Y'all stink anyway. Their wide receiver core is nasty though.
This is,
oh my god, it's scary.
It is it's there. It's nice wideouts everywhere right now.
Yeah, you can find them all over the place.
Like dynamic guys. So you gotta have some decent corners or
you gotta draft them early. Yeah, you gotta draft corners early.
Let's take a look at them, man. Let's take a look. Let's take a look. Oh, they got them penciled in.
Yeah, week one, baby. We coming.
What have you heard?
I heard he looked good, man. I heard he looked good in practice. They got Kyle pulled the old okie doke. They were supposed to have another little mini camp, and then he goes, "Yeah, I canceled it." And then a couple weeks later, come find out they got fucked up for some violation shit, and the league suspended them, said they couldn't have no activities. So now he get to be like, "Hey, you know what? I canceled that." But in the short little time he had, they said he looked good throwing the ball. They said he throws it into tight windows, pushes it down the field, and he's safe with the ball.
Surprised they got Kinlaw rated so low.
Kinlaw? He did not have a great year. What's his name is better than Kinlaw right now? The undrafted kid out of Penn State. That's been in the league for a couple years. What's his name?
Let's take a look.
I don't know if I want to see it. Our defensive line is like crazy deep. Kevin Givens. That kid is nice.
Okay.
He's like an undersized edge rusher, but he gets in the back. He's like a penetrator guy, gets up the field. He's a load in pass protection. I think Warner is the best in show at MLB, personally.
He nice.
Does it all. Coverage, defend the run, blitz.
Look at him. A little bit in-depth because I want to see why he's so good. But let me see how that right now. It's coverage. So that's why he has...
Yeah, he's excellent in coverage.
Yeah, so that's the thing. 6'3", 230. So he probably plays faster.
Sideline to sideline.
He
can get the edge, yeah.
Plays a little faster than his 4.64.
Blitz, cover.
That's why he slipped, probably, because of that 4.64.
He transformed his body from when he came into the league over the years. He, like, really started working out. He got bigger.
Yeah.
He played in a weird kind of safety linebacker quasi role.
A hybrid role.
Yeah.
That's why he's nice in coverage then, because he has the
he used to line up in the slot and cover receivers and all of that. Mm-hmm.
So
dude is the real deal. And then Verrett.
At any time, this, you know, he could.
Yeah, fall. I know. Yeah. I know. But when he's healthy, he's a top 10 corner.
For sure.
He's healthy.
I agree with
he'd
that.
He'd be locking niggas up. He'd be locking niggas up.
Did y'all draft him or did he
come over? We took a chance on him and waited it out. And then he ended up finally getting healthy. And then when he put it on the field, boy, he's special.
He was with San Diego
first.
And he would get hurt so much. But when he was on the field, he was a top 5 corner. He would just lock niggas up all game. But he just couldn't.
Him man.
So that's the worry, is that at any point his injuries could surface.
Could return, yes. Could return. You're banking on that a little bit, so I'm with you on that.
But
I'm with you on that concern. Bosa, he's a lot of the same in regards to Verrett. In terms of when he's healthy, he's a top 10 pass rusher. When he's healthy. Armstead is solid, especially if you can keep him on the inside. He'll be really good.
What's the ceiling here?
The ceiling, I could see us winning 10 to 11 games.
Really?
with the new kid under center?
Yes.
Wow.
Because I believe defensively, if this is contingent on Verrett staying healthy, us having a top 10, top 5 defense, I believe. Comparing that.
I don't think I'm top 5 with this.
Me neither, but.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
I believe I mean, top I think right. I think I need another corner.
No, I know that is a fair. Mosley is solid. Solid. That's the best word I could use to describe him. Yes, you could upgrade CJ Mosley. He's good. He's a good spot corner though.
What the fuck?
He blitzes, makes plays. He's like a strip sack fumble kind of, you know what I mean? He's one of those guys that just makes plays in a nickel. Not great man to man, but more of a playmaker. Kittle, we got weapons though.
Yeah, I have weapons in the hole.
Ayuk is nice. Debo nice. Kittle nice. The number 3 receiver will probably be Mohamed Sanu if I were to put my money on it.
Not with this crew. I see why they penciled.
Why they penciled in Ben? Ayuk is not. Ayuk gets down the field though.
But now I would actually. Yeah, I agree with that. But I see why they have Travis Benjamin and him and Kyle have a history.
No, I understand putting him. I'm my guess is it will be Ayuk outside and Muhammad in the big slot role. If I had to guess,
Muhammad is eventually
looking for. He's been looking for a big slot since he's got there. He had it with Kendrick Bourne. That was his big slot. So I think he will try to put Muhammad in Kendrick Bourne's role and leave Ayuk on the outside. Might go with Travis Benjamin, though. I mean, that would be my assumption based off of what I've seen from Kyle. But I believe the run game, we will have possibly the best, if not a top 3, top 5 run game in the league.
I'm not sure how much Mohamed Sanu has left.
What he got left?
Speed always is going to be... you got picked up Benny Fowler. Okay.
I like interesting what he could do. Jalen Hurd, I like a lot. He's just always hurt. But that kid, when he's healthy,
he could. South Baylor. I don't know him that well.
Now, he played running back at Tennessee, and then he didn't want to play running back. So he and they wouldn't let him play wide receiver at Tennessee. So he transferred to Baylor, and he played the big.
He was yeah. He kind of nice.
Yeah, he just get hurt. But if he can stay healthy, he would be the number 3 receiver if he were healthy. I just don't believe I can count.
Big guys running back
in the slot. Yeah, he likes. It seems to be like he built his whole offense on the run game and yards after the catch guys. Debo, yards after the catch guy. Kittle, yards after the catch guy. Ayuk can beat you down the field, but is also a yak guy as well. Dwelly is a good possession type tight end. You can also play him in the big slot. Mozart speed at running back. And then I like Trey Most Sermon, the kid from OSU, the rookie.
Trey Sermon, nice.
I like him. Him and Trey Lance running a little, man, the run game, I believe, will be top 5.
No, it should be 1.
Probably 1. So my theory is a top 5, at least being conservative run game, paired with a top 10 defense, nets you 10 to 11 wins.
Yeah, I'm going to say 9 to 10. Shit, 9 to 10. Mm-hmm.
But there's an extra game. There's 17. That's why.
Oh shit! I can't believe they.
They think these guys are machines, but one more violent game unnecessary.
That's crazy.
So we can make more money. Oh, and Drake Greenlaw, he's underrated too.
Interested to see. I'm watching y'all every week because I have to see how this kid looks.
From the outside perspective, who do you believe will start week one? Who do you guys think is going to be the week one starter?
That's a good question, Keith. Who you think?
For y'all's quarterback?
Yes.
The fact that y'all gave up so much, I will go ahead and just throw him in.
Oh.
The thing is, y'all have the running, but y'all have the tight end as a security blanket, and y'all have the running game as well. So, like, bring him along. I would go ahead and just toss him in, bro. Y'all have a good offensive line. Y'all have the weapons, too. So, toss me in and see what the fuck happens.
Yeah, this is a science experiment that Kyle's doing.
That's a bit extreme.
No, here's why though, because he is gonna, y'all are gonna, in a passing league, y'all are going the complete opposite way. But the thing is, he's really, really good at this. So, and defenses are not set up to stop this. They're set up to stop the pass. Go. So it could either go, the ceiling could be Super Bowl, or it could not work at all. But it's a science experiment, and they're not going to wait a long time to get this experiment cracking. He's starting week one.
You going week one? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he may run some similar stuff. He may pull out some RG3 packages from his rookie year in Washington. I can see a little bit of elements of that. And it's going to be run heavy.
This is old school downhill football.
And ooh, this kid is huge. I checked him. I like this kid, Aaron Banks. You got to check this boy. He's huge and he can move. And he's like got a mean streak.
He's got a guy similar to him.
Too. He's a little bit. He's a little bit of a question mark. And then Max got age. At his age, we'll see if he can still hold up. It would be another concern for me.
I mean, look at how they're. You can tell that they're picking a certain guy. This is, y'all are gonna run 30 times a game.
We're gonna run the ball.
Look at the run block grades on all these guys. This is, y'all are going back to 1920s football with a little passing.
It's gonna be like 2019, but more dynamic is what I think Kyle has in mind. Cause he's like convinced that we won the Super Bowl in 2019, but we got robbed. No, we lost that fucking shit. But he's like convinced. So he's always like, let's just bring the same squad back and I'm gonna prove you niggas that we was the best in 2019. So I can run the same shit, but Lance gives me Jimmy with legs and the downfield throwing that he refuses to do. But he gives you all that quick game stuff that Jimmy does, the slants, the curls, screens, all that stuff. But then he gives you legs, and he's not afraid to throw the ball down the field.
I believe you guys can get to the Super Bowl. I still don't know how good Trey Lance is. I got to see that first. But I think with how y'all are playing football, he's not going to have to be that good, honestly, in my opinion.
Not on his rookie deal, yeah.
Not from jump. You have to be able to throw the football in the Super Bowl to win it, period.
100%. So I don't doubt this kid. I believe you can run a traditional pass game with this kid, under center drop back game, which a lot of people don't do anymore, but he did in college, which I kind of think is why Kyle wanted to pick him. Is because he seen him do the things he wants to do. Play action pass from under center. Turn your back to the defense and make the read. So I believe he, dang, they going with, no way. No way. No fucking way. I'm not even, you know how I feel about the game. I would still go over Andy Dalton. This can't be. Is that what the word is? Is that what the word is around town?
I see it going either way, honestly. I'm fine with it though. I'm fine with it because we're not that good, so it's like.
But then, to me, that's the ideal situation to play a young kid. Mm-mm. No pressure.
Nah.
Like with Josh Allen.
Yeah, no, I think it's gonna be Andy at least the first couple weeks. But from what I hear about Justin, he's walking around that place like he's the starting quarterback, and he should. I mean, it's his team, really, until they give him the green light. I hope he beats him out, plainly beats him out.
So is it gonna be an open competition? Is that the word that they're using?
Yeah.
That's the language that the coaching staff is articulating.
I don't know. It don't matter.
You ever heard it? Have they said it's going to be like we're going to have a competition, or they're saying like Andy's our guy? What is?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm not even about to speculate, but I just look at it from a football perspective. It doesn't matter what they're saying. It just matters to me how. First of all, their jobs are on the line, so. You got to take that into consideration when you think about what they're gonna do going forward. The wide receivers are talking like Justin is the guy. You know, all the guys.
So, are we gonna have a preseason this year? Correct.
Two games.
Two-game competition, huh?
No, it's not a two-game competition. It's
no, I mean, if it's two preseason games, then you would have two.
It's training camps.
Oh, but they're not going to have actual preseason games this year?
They are, but, I mean, you win the job in training camp is what I'm saying. It doesn't really matter about the preseason game, in my opinion.
With the rookie – I think the preseason plays. I think they both are weighted when you're gonna make a final decision.
You win jobs in training camp, in my opinion. But as far as this team, man, I'm not sure. It's not, you know, as far as talent, we went from Keith to y'all shit to ours, and we're void of talent. So. You know, I don't have high expectations. I think Justin Fields is a franchise quarterback. I think he's gonna have a pretty good year, and I think he's gonna be able to elevate the offense. Just, the defense is the issue. You know, can they be well? But I don't have high expectations for this team. No.
Yeah, the cupboard besides Mack and Hicks,
it's bare as fuck. We get the big guy back. Eddie Goldman. We get Eddie Goldman back, which is going to help our defense a lot, because you can put him next to.
Oh yeah, Eddie can play.
Eddie's nice. He can play. You can play him in run stuffing situations. You can play him in pass rush situations. He get up the field for his size, so he's really good. He's going to help Robert Quinn out a lot as well. So that's going to be better, and I think that's going to help out the back end too. So
it's a decent front four. Yeah, it's a decent front four.
He needs to take a step forward. I'm not sure how good he is really.
Disappointed majorly from when he was drafted.
And Danny is probably done at this point. So
he's still in the league.
Yeah, he's great, not great, not well. So they're gonna have to figure some shit out. Corners are not great.
So in this situation, to me, well, if you're the coach, you might not look at it that way because you might be gone. I would maximize developing Justin. Like that would be get him farther along on his progression because we're not like competing for a Super Bowl. We're not. That's not where we are.
I hate this fucking team. I just hate the personnel. It's ugly. It's not good. It's not good. Personnel sucks.
Y'all have salary cap issues?
Sure.
Throw that in.
Fine.
I don't know who's making big money. I know Hicks and Mac and Robinson probably making big money.
Should we
Dalton's on a cheap deal for a quarterback.
Yeah. Salary cap issues, the inability to evaluate talent is the big issue here.
Yeah, the rosters. Yeah, who are the guys where you go? Ooh, he's nice.
He's got to be a lot better too. Go ahead, Key.
Y'all also traded a lot of draft picks away over the years
just to get this
one guy
to get Mac. Well, y'all also to get Trubisky as well.
Oh fuck!
There was that too.
Jesus,
and you forgot about him. Yeah, good point.
I think this kid could be a top five back. He basically showed that. Last year, David Montgomery was hooping last year. I don't know what you was watching, but he was hooping.
There's some good running backs in the league.
But he's got.
He's not that he ain't nice.
So honestly, you might as well throw the kid out there. Hopefully, he saves your job. I mean, that's what you hoping.
That's what I would do.
So I think our wide receiver crew is better than they've shown because they haven't had a good quarterback. So. And he's still hooping really at a high level.
I like Robinson.
Even with shitty throwers. So
Andy Dalton, man. He's gonna
it's gonna have to take a perfect storm for us to make the playoffs. He's gonna have to return to form, he's gonna have a great year. Eddie Goldman's gonna have to come back Well,
so a flashback from Quinn.
Yeah. We got some edge defenders though that are good. That could, you know, really help out as well. But you're banking on the offense being top 10. Really, you need to be top 10.
Top 10.
So it could be.
Think so?
Because you got a good wide receiver crew plus,
not with Andy Dalton.
But you have a really good running back, and then you have a guy who can actually throw the football. Then you could have a top 10 offense. So that's what they're banking on, and then having the defense just.
I would say
I don't think they have the whole line for top 10.
I really like the left side. These three guys are going to be linchpins for the rest of the next 5 to 10 years, 5 to 7. These three. The other side, I can't speak on. So,
I would bank on the.
Is Jenkins the tackle out of Oklahoma State?
Yeah, that's the one guy we took kind of high.
To address the whole line.
Yeah.
So, they're probably penciling in the veteran, but it'll decide it in the first 2 weeks of camp.
So that's where we are at. Fuck these niggas, man. I don't even care. So, all right.
I'm gonna try to go to a Ravens game. I think on New Year's Eve they're playing the Bengals.
Oh, you did say that.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Let's talk about the NBA Finals real quick, and then I'll get y'all.
Oh, that's 2-0 joint.
Yeah. Man, I put a bet on the Bucks last night, 100 bones. Felt like they was gonna wake up. This series is over.
I've been telling y'all that.
They look deflated as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Like, they gonna mop these niggas. The Bucks. Everybody said how nice the Bucks was.
But why? Why are they beating them like this?
They got better coaching, better players.
Mm-hmm. Think about the Suns though. Before you keep going, they're losing guys. Guys are getting hurt.
Who else dropped?
So Sarge towards ACL, and then Torrey Craig last night. I don't know what happened. He looked like he blew his knee out or something.
It's just gonna be the NBA champion is just gonna be who doesn't fall apart in the end.
Yeah.
as none of the Suns' main guys fall,
They should be able to get two more dubs. They just gotta sneak two more out. If they were fully healthy, I believe they would have four or five games swept them.
The Bucks look like they're scrambling to even like control the guards. They're trying to throw different things at them at the high pick and roll.
Nothing working. Woo, worked though.
These niggas have I don't know what's going on there.
They're not that good.
They're just not that good.
They're not the stars that everybody is trying to say they are. They can play a little bit. They're not scrubs. But they're not like big time stars. Sometimes Middleton can get hot and get you some buckets, but now these guys, they got legit. They got Aiden, they got Book.
These two niggas off the bench are hooping. Yeah, Cam Johnson and Cameron Payne are hooping.
Both of them. Tony Craig been playing well too.
Yeah,
he got hurt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But yeah, he had been playing well before his injury. Okay, Kaminsky. So now you're really thin. but you got no firepower at the top, though.
Frank can come in and do something for you.
Damn, they only paid him a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, scrub, man.
Yeah, they only played him a minute. But they needed to play him. But I don't think they trust him, really.
Nah, he wouldn't be playing at all if not for probably a few injuries here or there. And then Bridges been playing well, too, man. This kid.
He hooped.
He was going off.
The thing about them defensively, they don't have any holes. All these guys can defend.
All of them are solid, yes.
So you can't really do a lot of pick and roll.
You ain't hunting nobody, yeah.
Yeah, and that's that makes them really, very tough to beat, especially in this series. They have a lot of defensive liabilities when
on the other end.
Yeah,
yeah. When I watch this, it's like their offense is easy. It's like they get where they get to the spots they want. They get the shots that they want. Milwaukee's plan to switch everything. Like that's so he's their solution.
Imagine if this nigga was out like a couple games.
Good night.
Got rolled. Both of them. He kind of did, actually. So.
With him.
With him.
So. He's man, with all his flaws, man, he's like just so physically imposing, man. Even though he can't shoot, even though he only Euro step, still gonna get you 30 to some points. And he hits the glass, so he's gonna get you double figure rebounds in the teens.
I think Chris Paul's and even talking to Drew kind of bad. He's in his head a little bit.
Yeah, he fucking with him.
And it's working.
He makes $100 million.
You can tell Chris know he got him one.
You can think see so?
It on his face.
You can see it.
You can see it in his eyes. You can see it in his eyes. The way he talking shit, the whole thing, man. You can tell.
Ooh. He thinks so. And the way
confidence when he play, he be playing with the ball with them. Like he be dancing on them. Get to the lane, little runner.
I gotta do is beat these niggas. I gotta get four on. Against these.
Yeah. This is a nice starting five, man.
It's gonna be interesting to see who they give the MVP though, because it's like there's like any of the three you could pick, my opinion.
If you're Devin, would you be upset?
He's the best player on the team.
Don't be upset. Just go out there and ball.
Would you be upset if they gave it to Chris?
Yes, I'm saying, yeah.
Keep scoring average 30 the rest of the way. It's yours.
Ooh, I don't know.
Because Chris, even though he's not giving 30, it's the way he's, like, controlling.
He gave 30 last game.
I'm saying, yeah, he might not drop 30 every night, but he's the maestro of it all, even though Book is giving you work too tonight, and he didn't give you 30 the other night. If the series ended the day, it would have to be Chris Paul, in my opinion. But but they all have legitimate stakes, though.
Yeah, I'm looking for the playoff stats. I don't see them. I'm not even going to look for them, really. But, yeah, I could see it going either way.
Who would you give the MVP to thus far?
It's one of those two. I would give it to Chris.
What about you, Big Keith?
I'll probably give it to Chris, too.
Just for...
It's unanimous on this one. If it ended today, Now, Book might drop 40 and 10 the next night and then tilt the title. The odds we're getting right now, it's definitely Chris.
I'm not seeing the Kobe comparisons here, but he's...
Who's compared? Wait. Who?
You know who did. Just guess.
The what now?
Stephen A. Smith, bro.
Compare who to Kobe?
Devin.
He up.
Oh, y'all funny, man.
I wouldn't even put that on that kid.
Y'all funny. No. Their games are not even, like, similar.
Yeah, I don't see that either.
Like, because Kobe was, like, handle, get to the cup, dunk on a nigga, and got the fadeaway post-game. No. He could play, though. Booker could play, though. I like Book.
Book's
like
too young, though.
I like
Book. He's never going to be Kobe Bryant, though. He's
never going to sniff his, yeah.
I hear what you're saying, though, Keith, because he's only going to get, after you win a title, your confidence is just, like, otherworldly. So we can see
your baggage.
It does boost. It does give you a boost. It does give you a level up.
He's a scorer. He's gonna like add shit to his game every year.
I think trying maybe a James Harden comparison is maybe a little more fair and adequate. And even then he falls short.
He's not even the one of the better guys. I don't think he's a top under 25. I would have to look.
I like the kid, but is he better than Luka?
I don't believe so. I don't think he's better than Luka or Trey, in my opinion. But
no, those are legitimate. That's a legitimate opinion to have.
So I don't know if he's better than him. I love, I mean, look where he last.
Yeah, I mean, I like the young fella. I like him.
So he's I don't know if he's better than him. But under 25, I think he might be 3 or 4. I'll have to look at it.
So how do you compare him to dog? Y'all just be like saying stuff.
I don't think this is his ceiling, though. I'm not trying to say.
I don't believe it's his ceiling, but I don't believe his arc is Kobe. I don't believe that.
Yeah, they got him. They got him 8th. He's better than Ben Simmons.
He's better than Ben Simmons and De'Aaron Fox. Yeah. Jason Tatum is debatable.
Yeah, I actually would take Tatum.
Really. I kind of would too. Donovan Mitchell is debatable
like,
too.
He's more like Kobe.
He's better than LaMelo Ball right now.
Right now.
Yeah. In a couple years, LaMelo might be better, but he's better than him right now.
How old is fucking Jamal Murray?
He better than Jamal Murray, though.
Ooh, it's close.
He better than Jamal Murray. I don't think it's close.
It's close to me. Y'all be sleeping on Jamal, man. I don't like that shit.
I think Jamal Murray is better than Jaylen Brown. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
What about Zion? Y'all like Zion or D-Book?
Come on, bro.
Dying a book?
Come on, bro.
I don't know the answer to that.
Today? Zion. Today? Book. Zion. Today, book.
Zion better right now.
Yeah, he is. To me.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think right now, I think offensively, book is going to give you more.
Bro, he's a fucking...
He's a monster. Boss.
Until he get a better J, I think in the playoffs, I think you'll be able to keep him under wraps.
What the fuck is... See, this list needs to be updated.
Whoa, Trey's down there?
Yeah.
No, this is crazy.
Yeah, this list is crazy.
Trey is one or two.
To me, he's one, but...
I got him better. I like him better than Luka.
I'm worried about him holding up.
Health-wise, because he's little.
He's small as fuck, man.
The thing is, that injury that he got, man, that shit was freak. That was a freak accident. He ran into the referee.
Yeah, I hear you. I would have put him on his ass a lot of the times.
That's what the Knicks tried to do.
You can't do that no more, for real.
I would bring in another.
In the 90s, yeah. In the 90s, yeah. You could beat him up. You can't do that shit no more.
You trying to have someone waste his 5 fouls.
I mean, beat his ass, yeah.
I feel you.
Fuck out of
him up.
Yes.
And put yourself in the penalty.
I don't give a fuck.
In the bonus, but yeah. Ooh, him over him and Trey. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's gonna be the book post championship because now his confidence, he's gonna be
giving 30, yeah, a lot of 40 point nights.
Three nights.
In the regular season for sure.
Yeah, but I personally prefer Luka, Trey, and Jason. I would put him 4th right now. Oh, and Zion. I'm maybe 5th.
I'm with you with Trey. I'm with you with Jason.
You need to be with me with Luka. Luka's
nice. Jay is shaky. Is the only kind Luka of reason nice
I'm... Nice, man. I'm not going to let you do this. I'm not going to let you do this, bro.
Luka nice. I mean, because Luka got... I want to see him play somebody else besides the Clippers in the playoffs. And see if is he what y'all hyping him up to be? These almost dubs is like, I don't know, maybe he's still young, so yeah. They're in the same tier. Luka give you more dimes and he can score still, but his J kind of broke.
All right, Suns in what?
5. If Book goes off for like 40, one of these games with the while they're away. Let's book them, Danny. It's over.
Would you try to win game three or like conservative for game four?
From Phoenix perspective?
Yeah. That building's gonna be crazy.
So that's a good nice. That's a good argument.
Did you notice they took Book out at the end of the game? Last game? Uh-uh. It was like the last minute they took him out. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. I don't know if there's something else going on.
You think he might be hurting a little bit?
Something lingering, maybe.
Shit, you can't tell by the stats.
It's true.
Yeah. He hooping. 7 for 12 from Trey. He hooping right now. He hooping. So yeah, I got Suns in 5-2. I think they're gonna win it at home. They'll lose. They should lose game three. They lose. If they beat them game three, they gonna have to reevaluate their entire roster. I would still fire this nigga if they lose game three, the coach, because he ain't it.
The way that he's not adjusting. He's not adjusting at all. The thing is, he really don't have the personnel is kind of, it's a mismatch, low key.
It is. They playing Jeff Teague 12 minutes. You're not going to win. They can't play Bobby.
Oh, yeah, he's getting in the game.
They can't.
Well, do you play Bobby instead of fucking Brooke?
He doesn't really give you anything in this matchup. He's not going to be able to score on that kid.
But what does Brooke give you?
Yeah. You would hope 3-point shooting. They kind of stand him out there to hopefully spread the floor. I think it's easy to stop that isolation Giannis action.
So their adjustments last game was that they were going to say, we're saying we're going to go zone. They went zone to hopefully force them to shoot and hope they had a bad shooting game. But then also they tried to dominate in the paint. And they thought that was going to equal out to a dub. It got closer, but it wasn't. It didn't work. So now they got to go back to the
drawing board again. Yeah. I'm saying, you go back home 0-2 with no solutions.
Yeah, it's tough.
Well, I need guards. I need better guards.
Yeah,
that's what's. I mean, Drew's one. Shit. But from there, like, you should have someone on your bench to be able to come in and help.
If they had Dante would really help them in this series a lot, because they could just play Giannis at the five and then just have a whole bunch of spacing guys around him. But
that would be more interesting.
They trying to do it with Pat Connaughton, but he's not good enough. I mean, he scored 14 last night though, but
50% shooting. He played well.
He did.
Can't ask for much more from one of your role guys. Shoot 50% off the bench.
He's playing 33 minutes, so. That's the five. They're going to have to play Brook a little bit. They're going to have to continue to decrease his minutes. He's probably going to have to play 20 max.
He's not giving you anything, yeah.
He's going to have to play about 40 minutes. Pat Connaughton.
That's not a win. That's not going to win. That's not it.
Yeah.
It's better than the alternative, but that ain't it.
He's a better defender than Brent Forbes, so you got to put him out there. He's got to be the guy.
And so it looks like their original mistake was they should have gave whatever they gave for Drew Holiday, they should have gave more to get CP.
I still don't think they would be. This roster is completely flawed. They're in the finals, so it's hard to say that, but right now it looks flawed.
I never saw it with them. What y'all kept telling me that they was like nice. I'm like, never saw it.
I did call them in the finals though.
You did. Nets got hurt and it gave you the way, gave you the path.
I called the Suns too.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
I did call them in the finals. So niggas thought I was crazy. And I called.
I thought they had no way to beat the Nets, and then the Nets got hurt.
Yeah. Well,
Then I was like, well, yeah, now they could get there. If the Nets is gone.
Right. So.
Yep. That's, I actually want to call them at four, but I'm going to say five.
They gonna get one, huh? They'll get game three.
They better.
I wouldn't put money on it, though.
I'm not putting money on them ever again.
I don't know why. Of all the niggas you put your money on, Greek.
I thought, oh, like, damn. 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 Nah, never again. I'm not betting on this nigga. Ever. So. Yeah. All right, y'all. I'm going to call it.
All right, it's cool.
Appreciate you. Peace. Sure.